CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And today we're talking with Emily Mason. Now, Emily Mason, she's been doing the news with us for a couple of weeks now, and she is the recipient of the Nicholas Bashan internship. So congratulations, Emily.
Thank you very much.
And you're a student at Bishop, so you're all in the political science division. Department. So tell us about that. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Bishop's in that program.
I've always had an interest in politics, so I thought, that would be something I'd like to pursue. And I chose Bishop's because it's a beautiful campus. The first time I visited, I was taken back and my breath was taken away. And I'm enjoying my experience. Politics program at Bishop's is really, for lack of a better word, it's really like good. We have a good variety of professors and you know, the people in your classes, and I'm enjoying my experience, and it's an exceptional academic experience, and I'm overall enjoying what I'm learning and what I'm doing.
Good for you. Now, you're from the region. You're from the Lake Brome region, and you did a year in McGill, I guess, and then you came to Bishop's. So definitely, I guess you said that Bishop's was a better fit for you. Smaller classes, I guess, was one of the draws?
Yes. So I did my CJEP at Champlain-Lennoxville, and so I decided when it came time for university, I was going to go to McGill. And I did a year, and I decided it wasn't for me, and I decided I wanted to return to Bishop's. I felt like it would be the suitable fit for me, so by the time I got to Bishop's, I was excited, and I knew first day that I made the best choice of returning to Lennoxville.
Good for you. So politics, you said you've always been interested in politics. It wasn't a particular interest in the family. I think you told me your father's not too interested in politics, and but you are definitely.
I am. I mean, most of my interest comes from watching documentaries and watching TV shows. And I was always, I always laughed at the jokes of the political satire of Rick Mercer. And it's just a topic that's always interests me. And I'm fascinated by the way our government is organized. You know, we still have the head of state. And I'm just fascinated overall with our country. And it's something that I'm interested in.
Good. You definitely inspired me. I must admit, I don't follow the news that much, but you were saying politics affects everybody, even the things we buy in the store, everyday life in general.
It does. It really does. And you think about the decisions we make and political correctness, you know, say you get an email, your automatic response is, I have to respond. That's political correctness. And yeah, a lot of people don't know that politics affects their everyday life, but it does. Like as you were saying, it affects the prices we have and in our stores and the products we have. And yeah, so it touches on our everyday life and we don't always know it.
Okay, that's a good analogy. Now, you're doing a minor in criminology, so that's kind of surprising too. So why criminology?
I have an interest in law and crime in particular, so I thought it would be a nice complement to my major in political science.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. So you want to, you're finishing your bachelor's degree, I think, at Bishop's in 2019, I think you said?
Yes, that's correct. I'll be graduating next spring.
Good for you. And you want to go on and do a master's, you were mentioning to me?
Yes, I would love to. The more I thought about it, the more I wanted to do a master's degree in Canadian politics. I'm leaning more towards academic, doing my graduate studies in an academic field rather than public policy. I'm looking right now, my I guess I would say my greatest goal would be to get into Dalhousie. They have a Canadian politics program, and I've drove by the place and it's just so beautiful. There's something alluring about it and it's a great institution. And if not, then I will look at other schools like McGill or Concordia to do my master's.
Okay. And after your master's, at the end of the line, what do you see yourself doing?
I'm not sure yet. I'm still thinking about it. I potentially want to do my own research. And yeah, I think I just want to do some research. If I teach one day, it'd be at the CJEP or university level. But I'm still thinking about it.
Good, great goals. Anything in the political news lately that especially interests you?
Well, lately what's interested me is the Colton Bushy case. And we talked about it yesterday in my class, and it's a bit disappointing that, you know, Indigenous people time and again feel like this, you know, our legal system is failing them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really something that's taken the nation by storm. You know, we had demonstrators in Montreal,
mm-hmm.
who have backed up the family and support the cause, and have advocated Trudeau to grant us greater laws to, how would I put this, to, I guess, more laws to protect Indigenous people,
because mm-hmm.
right now there's not a lot of laws in effect, and ultimately when they come to get justice, it's not given to them. So this is something that interests me, and I was quite appalled by this case in general.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, then definitely they need some laws, and hopefully in the future there will be more to support them in their what they've gone through. Now, you're the recipient of the Nicolas Bachand Canadian Civil Society Internship, so you had to work hard to get that. So tell us a bit about your journey. You had to get an overall average of 70% and be enrolled in Political Science 353. So how did that go? You found out about the award and you applied? And
So when I came to Bishop's, I wanted to have a good average. And after my first semester, I saw that was close to honors. So I talked to the department chair, and he said, well, you're pretty close. You can do an honors. And he said, I believe in you, and I believe you can achieve your goal of increasing your average. So he put me in the honors program. So since then, I've been motivated to keep my grades up, and I've been studying a lot and really dedicated to my studies. Now, this internship was only offered this year,
mm-hmm.
so I found out about it this year, and I decided it was something that interests me, so I applied, and fortunately, I got a response to have an interview, and yeah, and that's the end of it.
Good for you. Well, you're here for 10 weeks, I guess, minus a couple. You've been here for a couple of weeks and doing a great job. How much time do you spend on watching the news, listening to the news? You're kind of a news junkie, is that correct?
I am a news junkie. I spend a great amount of time looking at the news, scanning through the news, seeing what's important, what I'd like to report on, what mm-hmm. I think listeners would like to hear about. And sometimes it's difficult. I have to figure out which story would be the best to speak about, what's relative to politics,
mm-hmm.
how can I best explain it. But I'm dedicating a lot of time to research. And
well, we're really enjoying you. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Emily?
That's it.
Okay, well, we thank you for doing your internship here and really enjoying you and enjoying all the stories. And I think our listeners are really getting a lot out of you.
Well, thank you so much for having me here.
Well, thank you.